Yeah, I'm going to jump in here and add to that, yeah. You read about it more now because of the availability of social media, but World War II veterans, like my father was, I remember growing up, my father never talked about the war, what he experienced during it, like that, and it wasn't until after he passed and he was qualified to be interned at Arlington National Cemetery did I learn more about my father's war days. But yeah, Sean, it's you know, those kind of stories do make you think twice and, you know, have a lot of respect for our war heroes, veterans, and those who did not make it home, for sure. Okay, I'm out of here. Again, all the best to everybody this week. W8RCY.
Yeah, my dad, same way. He's a World War II vet. He didn't talk about a lot. He did talk about, you know, certain things, but not a lot. And there was a guy across the street. He was on a landing, one of the landing crafts. He was a radio man. I didn't even know this. He was really good friends with my wife's husband. Which, I'm my wife's husband. God. My wife's my father-in-law, my wife's dad, they were really good friends. And I come to find out much, much after her dad was gone and after he was, you know, pretty ill and all that stuff, I found out he was a radio operator on one of the LSTs in D-Day, and he had some old radio equipment there and everything, and he was interested in ham radio, and it's like, are you kidding me? All these years? Hold on, I gotta get my coffee, but I'll listen.